This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, October 21st. God's word for you today is Who He Is. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 50, verse 23, and it says, Giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. When you are grateful, you cannot really be anxious. When you actually worship, you cannot be worrying. They cannot coexist. You have to choose one. Is it going to be worrying or is it going to be worship? Is it going to be anxiety or is it going to be gratitude? Craig Groeschel says, You do not always have the power to control, but you always have the power to surrender. Everybody has the power to surrender. The area of your life where you feel the most anxious is the area of your life where you have surrendered the least. The area of your life where you feel the most peace is the area of your life where you have surrendered the most. Gratitude is actually giving control to God. It is an act of surrendering to God. God wants gratitude to be a lifestyle for us. God wants all the parts of our being, every compartment of our lives and destinies to be surrendered to Him so that we can be filled with gratitude and overflow with gratitude. We are going to look at the fundamentals of giving thanks because giving thanks truly honors God and your life will truly honor God in the name of Jesus. Say Amen. The fundamentals of thanksgiving can be summed up in three whys. Why should I live a life that gives thanks to God? And there are five hows to living a life that truly honors God. You can know why you should pass an exam and not know how to pass the exam. So we will start with the why. Why should my life give God thanks? The first reason why my life and your life should give God thanks is because of who God is. Psalm 145 verse 3 says, The Lord is great. He is worthy of our praise. No one can understand how great He is. So, if God is big enough to create the universe, God is big enough to solve your problem, and He is worthy to be praised. God is not only great, God is also holy. Psalm 97 verse 12 says, May all who are godly be happy in the Lord and crown Him, our only God. No one in the universe can compare with God. He is pure. He is perfect. He is faultless. God is completely faultless. So when you think about His holiness, it should generate gratitude. We should be filled with thanks because God is great. God is holy. And because God is love. Psalm 107 verse 8 says, Give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love. No one on earth is capable of loving you like God. No one. One of the greatest disservices you can do to a human being is to put on him or her what only God can provide. We see this play out a lot in marriages. One of the greatest disservices you can do to your spouse is to put on him or her the burden that only God can feel. It is not going to work. The person will crumble under that weight. The only person that can love you totally and completely is God. God is just. Psalm 7 verse 17 says, I will thank the Lord because He is just. He is unprejudiced. He is just. He cannot be manipulated. He is always right. He is just. Let us pray. Father, You are great, holy, love, and just. And I worship You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.